Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I'll Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
And welcome to, I'm going to call this a very special happy hour, mainly because it's February 29th. 2024. It is a leap year, y'all, on 2024. I feel like all of that is very, like, specific and something, maybe good luck. I'm going to say it's all good luck. Not that I believe in, like, lucky numbers or anything, but all of that feels like, because they're all divisible, 2, 8,
right.
2, 2, 4, 0. I just added a zero at the end. So that's why I'm calling it a happy one, mainly, or a special one, mainly because of the date. So if you're listening to this as we're recording, we are recording on the day. That is Leap Day, which, by the way, the Google icon is quite funny because it has that 28 plus one, and then the frog has the 29 on it. Have you seen it?
No, I have not seen it.
Okay. Anyway, it was fun to me. I was like, oh, okay, that's a reach, but okay. But welcome, and yes, this is a happy hour, so if you are partaking and joining us in the partaking of adult beverages or whatever, whatnot, do so responsibly. We're not currently sponsored by the things that we are talking about necessarily. Maybe it is sponsored by my feelings. I don't know.
Aww.
In a way.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly.
It could go either way.
Both of those things. So, Annie, are you sipping on anything?
I am. If I had known this was a special one, I would have made a special drink because I'm trying to clear out my fridge. No, it's all right. I don't have a lot of space in my refrigerator right now. So I'm trying to clear it out. So I'm just drinking an unnamed light beer.
Light beer, her favorite. Mm-hmm. And I am just keeping it safe because this is actually our first recording of the day and we have several more to go. And I get very, very sleepy nowadays. Not all the time, but typically that's the reaction I have to alcohol. So I'm drinking just some sparkling water with some flavoring in it because I did the machine that you gave me. But yeah, so I'm keeping it zero proof, as we have said, except it's not a mocktail or a zero proof cocktail or zero proof drink. What did we settle on?
I think we settled on zero proof, but I feel like the specificity of it is that it is something more than what you would normally get on menus. That is, like, it used to just be water and Coca-Cola, soda, and alcohol. So I feel like zero proof is like
craft.
A specific category.
Yeah. So this is not, I'm just not drinking alcohol right now. So that's the point of that. But essentially, I just wanted to do a quick check-in on what's happening because we have hit the second month pretty hard. Y'all, as where January felt like it dragged to me, February, which I still hate saying that month, felt like lightning. Like, it went through so quickly, even with the extra day, which a TikTok creator pointed out was an extra day that we worked without getting extra pay. And I was like, oh.
I saw something about that, too. Interesting. I've never thought about that before.
I didn't either. Who did this? I'm like, knowledge is too much. I kind of wish they hadn't said that because now I feel like I've been taken advantage of, which is anyway. But with that, wanted to do a quick check-in to see how we are all doing. And yes, that includes you listeners and Christina. Check in with us. For myself, like I said, this month feels like it just went by so quickly. I feel like in our work right now that we are doing, knock on wood, really well in that we've been kind of ahead and doing things, you know, like on top. We've been on top of things. We've gotten some good guests. We're getting more good guests. A return of a friend of the show. I'm so excited. Mm-hmm. There's a lot happening this year. I am bombarded with texts and emails and phone calls for election year stuff, which drives me crazy. And just so y'all know, if you try to call me, I will not answer an unknown number ever, 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 ever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which is probably a good thing because you get scammed that way. But yeah, it's been interesting. I have decided also this month that I have to be very specific when I want to hang out with people, and in that, the amount of people during a period. And I think I've narrowed it down that I will see 2 to 3 people every 2 weeks. And like, if you make that cut, wonderful. But outside of that, if it means I'm going outside of my house, even that's an added like, oh no, that might be another 3 days of rest that I have to have. But I think I'm getting to the point that I have become so specific about when I schedule hanging out with people or when I want to hang out with people that it comes to like, I'm like, yeah, I can't do that. I already saw another person. I can't see you type of thing. And I don't know if that's healthy or unhealthy.
That's a good question. I think it can be healthy, but I also think like sometimes you might feel, oh, okay, I can handle, like you don't want to get too trapped in your rules. And I say that as someone who does that all the time.
Yeah.
So I think that there has to be space for recognizing this is a good rule. I put it in place for a reason, but sometimes it might change and that's all right.
Of course, I will always be very like, decide the day of, but that also means that if I have decided this, and even if I've scheduled 2 weeks in advance and it's coming up on it and I'm like, I don't want to do it, I will quickly cancel.
Yeah. It's funny because you and I have such like opposite. I used to have a rule that I couldn't. This is how much I've changed, though. I used to have a rule that I couldn't hang out with 3 people in 1 day. Because the third person always got screwed. Because I would get delayed a little bit because I'd hang out longer than I thought, be late to the second person, and then get delayed more. And then by the time I got to the third person, I just felt bad. I'm like, I should respect your time more than this.
Yeah. With that, usual respecting time, I have gotten to the point that I've become the person that comes early to things too early, like 10 minutes too early. And I'm like, I never was that person because I am so literal that I'm like, oh, we're meeting at 1. I will pull up at 1. And I'm like, that's not really respectful because I'm going to see you at 1:05 because parking is going to take 5 to 10 minutes. But I plan it specific to when I arrive. But now it's changed so much in my head that I've become the person that has, I don't know if it's because of the anxiety, and now I do think, okay, there's parking. There could be traffic. I might have to pay something. I have to go find you. What if I get lost here? That I have actually become the person that is 10 minutes early, and I don't know how I feel about that. Is that like being responsible, or is that just me being like, I'm tired. I want to get this over with?
I think you know, you acknowledge that parking. Look, you don't want to get me started on parking. It's one of the reasons I hate driving and I don't do it anymore. But you acknowledge like there can be those things that come up. And I think it's fair that like sometimes things are just out of your control. But sometimes I do get annoyed when a friend will like every time be like, oh, there was traffic. I'm like, yeah, there's traffic.
That's how this works.
Right.
Welcome to Atlanta.
So I don't think that's bad. I will say that 10 minutes is good, but I have some friends who show up like way too early, and that annoys me.
Right.
Because I was planning on using that time to clean or whatever.
Yeah.
So I think there is a balance.
There is a balance. I know, like, I have friends who set up a time and they're Latino and they're like, no, I meant for you to do this on Puerto Rican time, which is 30 minutes later, if not 2 hours. And I'm like, oh, I get that. But so people who were on time are super early, essentially.
Right.
This episode is brought to you by Snagajob. Snagajob is where America goes to hire with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring.
With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time, or full-time.
You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that.
With their easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way.
Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly.
Visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242-424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly boring since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
All of that to say, but what about you? What's going on with you? How is the end of this month so far this year? You have been super busy this month.
I have been really busy, and I'm actually working really hard on fixing it.
Oh, no.
Because it got out of control. It really got out of hand. And like, I felt like I was drowning.
Oh,
no. I was working all the time, and I had all this like fun stuff that I was doing, but it was like way too much. So I'm trying to get better about that and about managing. I might come back and do like a mini or a happy hour on this, but it's kind of the like dark side of not being able to procrastinate.
Mm.
I'm trying to get better about like, you don't have to do this right now, right now.
You want me to teach you?
Maybe we should have a session.
Yeah.
But yeah, I have tried to be, just because I realized like, I was getting so stressed out, and I was just like randomly crying out of nowhere. I was like, you've got to do something. This is not sustainable. This is not good. So that's why I mentioned I've been trying to go on like more walks, mm-hmm. and I've been trying to like stretch and just take back some of that time. And I feel like it's been good. There hasn't been like any noticeable shift yet, but I feel like I'm on the precipice of it. You know what I mean? Like,
okay, yeah.
It hasn't happened yet, but I'm taking these steps and I feel good about them.
I feel like this month, again, you got crammed full of like special requests, although we are coming up on Women's History Month.
Yes.
So I'm not sure. And because we are a feminist show, we do get asked some things. But last year we got asked for nothing. So that was odd to me.
It's one of those things. Sometimes this happens where I'm like both relieved and a little offended.
Right? I'm like, hello. Like, right. Where, why? I do find all of that funny because I'm like, well, I do want to do more things so we can get our names out there and just remind people we're still mm-hmm. here. But at the same time, I don't want the extra work and extra anxiety of working.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Which is why. But yeah, we've been told, well, we haven't been asked to do anything. I don't even think we have like special sponsorships even, do we?
We got like a random message that we might be asked. And then that was the end of that so far.
I love that that is the entirety of our job. Just the peek behind the curtains. We don't know what's happening until right when it happens. And then you're like, oh, yeah, okay.
And that is part of the problem. It's like, again, it's beautiful and wonderful that we get to work from home and we have these flexible schedules. But it does mean it can be very difficult to plan your schedule right. In a way where you don't feel like you're drowning suddenly.
Right.
So I think that that is one of the things at play here. I'm also in the midst of renegotiating my contract.
Ooh.
So that's been a whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just these things that you can't necessarily anticipate or plan around.
Right.
And I'm trying to manage those things right. better.
Well, like our show is so different when it's because we are of like 5 days, 6 days a week, constant new episodes except for one show.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, like when we get asked to do things here or there, it feels like we have to either drop everything or push everything around in order to get that done for us to have enough episodes to make sure we get it on time, enough content. So, you know, we've talked about this before, like the amount of research and the fact that we do fun things, but it's still a job. When it becomes mm-hmm. a job, it becomes a job. We talk about when we watch movies, it seems so easy. And again, we are very privileged, and I feel like this is an amazing step up in like less stress than when mm-hmm. I was in social work. But knowing mm-hmm. that we constantly have to be on the lookout for subjects or topics or any of the such, constantly watch the news. I remember Caroline, former host, recently when we talked about like when she stopped podcasting and she was like, you know, I love the one part I love is that I don't have to keep up with what's going on and why the world is burning
yeah.
anymore. And I don't have to look at it and pay attention to me as much. Of course, she pays attention
right.
and is very aware of things. But the fact that we have to be in the middle of it, constantly looking at it, constantly writing about it, constantly researching it, it's stressful, especially when we, again, feel like the world is burning.
Yep.
Especially when we live in the South, the Southeast specifically,
mm-hmm.
and see things happening that seem so out of our control because of the powers that are currently in place. So many mm-hmm. of those things, you know, and it's interesting because, again, we love our jobs. This is amazing. This is being able to work from home. Like right now, I'm definitely in my pajamas. Don't worry about it. Do I have any makeup on? No, I do not. mm-hmm. Is my desk surrounded by little kitschy things that both Annie and my partner have given me? Yes, and I love this. But there's so much to this where we are trying to produce enough content and relevant content that it does become a little tiring. And then on top of that, trying to publicize that we exist.
Yeah, I had this conversation with somebody the other day where it's hard to describe sometimes if you haven't done it,
mm-hmm.
but there is an energy drain just from like, oh, I should post on social media right. oh, I should do this, or which we stopped doing on social media, by the way. But somebody had said like, you should post on social media more. And I was like, I do not have the bandwidth to do that right now. Like, I know that I should.
It's true.
If I, as part of our, I personally am not on social media, so I don't care. But as part of our brand, like, it would be good thing to do. We do like connecting with you listeners. But I just can't do it. That's just something I had to come to terms with. And sometimes I'm sad about that because sometimes I'm like, oh, that would have been a really fun post. Oh, well.
Right. I take that all the time. And honestly, mm-hmm. we have an amazing team that does take up a chunk of that, but they are also very busy and stretched pretty thin, mainly because of the fact that, again, we are a business. We are a corporation, mm-hmm. a multi-million-dollar corporation that wants to save money and oftentimes does that by stretching their workers thin again. But with that, like we think we are so grateful to have that as our solid ground. mm-hmm. who keeps us going, make sure that we have enough content. And the age differences, I noticed this yeah. in our staff meeting, is quite mm-hmm. a delight because you do have different perspectives of what is relevant and what they're like, hey, you should talk about this. And I was like, huh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. I love when we like pitch a topic and everybody has a completely different point. Right. That they're coming from right. about it. I'm like, oh, I didn't mean that at right. all, but that's interesting.
We've definitely had moments where we're like, oh, that's, oh, okay, yeah, cool, uh-huh. cool. But yeah, we do find that fascinating and also amazing that we have such an amazing team. We've got Joey and Christina and Maya, who really just keeps yeah. us in check as well as sounding professional. Thank you, which yes, I need desperately. You. But yeah, I think this month has been interesting. And now that we've got an extra day, I'm like, okay, which this is the last day of Black mm-hmm. History Month, obviously. So at the end of this, I'm going to take a couple of sips of the Uncle Nearest whiskey, which still is my favorite mm-hmm. to celebrate this month. Again, I could, if I were drinking, that would be what I would have, some type of cocktail,
right.
but not work. I have now found my boundaries. If this was the end episode,
right.
I would be, but it is not. But with that, happy end of February, everyone. Happy leap day. Apparently, yes. according to 30 Rock, you're supposed to be wearing blue and yellow, or you get a wedgie. Have you ever seen that episode?
What?
You've never seen that
I mean,
episode?
I'm sure I have, but I don't recall
leap,
that.
Leap day episode, Leap Day Williams. And they give away candy no. to all the kids that are crying or something. It seemed Jeez. Very odd. And they say nothing counts on this
oh,
day.
Oh, okay.
Like, because mm-hmm. it's not a real day. Mm-hmm. So you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the leap day. So happy leap day to everyone
happy
listening
leap day.
On the 29th mm-hmm. of February, 2024. Thank mm-hmm. you for listening and sticking around and loving us, I hope.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. We appreciate you so much. So I hope every time we do these episodes that it doesn't sound like we're just complaining because we do enjoy what we do.
Yeah.
But also everything comes with your pros and your cons.
Yeah.
And this has been a very, very busy month. But yeah, hopefully it's going well for you listeners. If you have any leap day traditions, let us
yes,
know.
Yes, I need to know.
Isn't there? There's a romantic one.
Oh, yeah, there is. It's Amy.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Adams.
Amy Adams. I was going to say Amy Fisher.
There's a movie.
What is wrong with me?
It's a leap day miracle.
I am like not doing well in like association game, name association game. Anyway.
Yes. Well, if you have any traditions like that or not like that, listeners, please write in and let us know. You can contact us at stuffmediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram and TikTok at @StuffWhoNeverToldYou. We do check it, I promise. We just don't post that much. We have a Tee Public store. And we have a book that you can get wherever you get your books. Thanks, as always, yes, to our super producer, Christina, our executive producer, Maya, and our contributor, Joey.
Y'all are the best. We love you.
We do, yes. And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating pride and the queer community all year.
Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women. Creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection. Obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.